Welcome to the video series on sociocultural theory in language teaching, learning and assessment. In this video we'll talk about the meta theory informing sociocultural theory, dialectics. We will namely discuss one quite usual way of thinking about how things are related, that is cause and effect. We will then go through definitions of dialectics before discussing how it's relevant to sociocultural theory and to understanding teaching, learning and assessment of languages. So illustrating cause and effect is easy. Think about quite common event, which is a hockey match, right? A player hits the puck, sending it towards the goal and scores. There is this temporal cause and effect relationship between the two. Hitting the puck, right? And the puck ending up, luckily for the player, in the goal. Maybe not so lucky for the opposing team, right? That's cause and effect. And we often think in this way. Now, dialectical thinking is different. If you look at some common definitions, so it is a process or a reasoning when opposing arguments are examined in order to resolve a sort of a conflict or a clash between them. So this is kind of development in which you consider one thing, called thesis often, particularly in the classical definitions of dialectics, and an opposing argument or a thing called antithesis, right? Without completely denying the first. And you sort of continue moving between them, right? Until you reach a synthesis, right? Which is a qualitatively different way of thinking or understanding or some sort of a proposition which is different from one and the other but involving both of them simply by the virtue of your thinking of them without denying the other. And it sort of resolves this clash between them. Well, it is quite difficult as a definition, so maybe just a couple of easier examples. One good way of thinking about dialectics is a coin. It's a good metaphor, I think. So, interrelation of two things creating a whole, right? A coin has two sides, heads and tails. Right? So even if you want to look at one of them, you know that the other is there, and you know that together it is a coin. Still the same coin, regardless of which side you look at it. Right? Another way, and I think it's a better way of thinking about the dialectical relationship, is a couple dancing. It's still sort of a unity as a coin, right? But you can clearly see that there are two. There is a couple there, right? So, and they move together and they change together. It is a dynamic process. And it is about the change. Dance is about the change. It's not static like a coin. It changes. So, it's really kind of, you see two individuals moving. Unlike the coin, which is one, you see two individuals moving there, but one of them is leading the dance. Just like when we talked about the relationship between development and learning, right? In this on a proximal development video. In this relationship, development and learning, right, are not temporally related, right? It is not cause and effect once, like first the learning and then development happens, right? They are in a dialectical relationship. They change together, but learning leads development, just like in a dance. So applications of this thinking are numerous in sociocultural theory. In different videos, we'll talk about teaching learning dialectics, then assessment, emotionality, and theory and practice relationship in partnerships between researchers and teachers. I'll just give you one simple example maybe of how it can be relevant to understanding the processes in say language learning. Think about a pencil with an eraser. You can write with it and you can erase with this. How does this change your writing process? Right? You wrote something with a pencil, right, and decided like no, that doesn't go. Right? You take this and erase that. And then you write on top of it. And then you think, maybe my initial idea was right, but you can see there's some leftovers there as well. Right? So you can erase that and write the first one. Or maybe change it a bit. Right? It's not a pencil or an eraser that changes your writing process. That's both of them working together. So it's up to you which metaphor you think works the best for you to understand, better understand this dialectical relationship, but I think all of them kind of useful. But for now, this concludes this video on dialectics, and it also concludes their first sort of introductory set of this video series on sociocultural theory in teaching, learning, and assessment. In the following one, we'll talk about the social cultural theory to understand processes in the classroom, more specifically in the language classroom. And as always, the links to our other videos, which are relevant to this one, will be in the video description. Thank you.